Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our shiur on the topic of Kavod HaMelech. This is the fourth segment of the shiur. And we learned a very, very big yesod in the previous shiurim, that there's a chiluk between Kavod and Mora. Kavod is on the Gavra, Mora is on the Malchus, on the position of kingship, on the idea of governance, but not on the person himself. Just having awe from the person is an expression of Mora, of not the Melech, but Malchus. The way you show Mora Malchus is by having Mora Melech. But the Etzim B'Yisodo, to Din and Mora, Malchus. And we expanded upon this. We already saw Chidushim Niflaim V'Nisgavim Me'od V'Siyata Dishmaya, and we hope to go Le'ela. Emirat Hashem. In Tosas and Maseches Ksubis, and Daf Yud Zayin Amud Aleph, and Dibur Maschel Melech Shemochel, he writes on the Kasha of the Gemara how Agrippus was mochel on his covered by moving away for the Kala. Melech, as we learned in the first segment of the Shir, Melech Shemochel Al Kavodah Ein Kavodah Mochel. Melech Shemochel Al Kavodah Ein Kavodah Mochel. So how was he allowed to be mochel on his covered? Says Tosfos, even though he wasn't a Melech Gamor, as the Gemara in Sota says, on Mem Aleph Amud Aleph, because he wasn't Mikarev Achecha, Ayin Sham, in Tosfos, and Sota, Mem Aleph Amud Aleph. So Agrippus didn't have a din of a Melech Gamor. Nevertheless, they were noheg in Agrippus, kavod kimelech gamor. So here we have a big yesod that's going to be important for us, that Agrippus wasn't an absolute king, as it emerges from the Gemara in Sota, and Aleph and Aleph. Nevertheless, they were noheg bo kavod kimelech gamor. In the Kovas Ha'aretz of Rebbe Elchanan, and Yevamis in Os Shin Nun Ches, he writes that this Lashon ain bo hechreya, it's not decisive, if Tosus means that midina al pidin they were chayiv to be noig bo kamelech gamor, or it was midas atzman. The Ritvan Ksubis there writes dafagav shloi melech kedin, like it says in Maseches Sota, that he wasn't an absolute king al pidin. He didn't have the right genealogy. Nevertheless, since he was a melech, noistim loy kavod, kevod shayim melech noistim loy kavod. So it's mashman lashem the ritva that it's a chiv mikra adin, even though he wasn't a melech kedin. Since befoal he's melech, memela they were chayv to be noig bo kavod. Looking at the Tiferes Yisrael and the Mishnayis to Sota Perek Zayin Mishnah Ches Osman Dalid. So based on what we said, we can explain as follows: that since there's no Chiyuv Klapei Melech, that we should say that when he's shelo kedin, he doesn't have a din melech. Rather, it's a din neged the malchus. It's not the chi of klape the melech, it's the chi of klape the malchus. That befoal is expressed by the malchus of Agrippus. So there is a din of mora midina. And memela, there's also a din of mel shemocha kavodo. And kavod gadol machul, like the Gemara asks about Agrippus and Ksubis, there Yud Zayin Sota Me'alef on Beis that we discussed earlier. So that's why there's going to be this. The Ritva says that al pidin you're chayav to be noy kavod. Why? Because it's not klapei the melech. Now we would say that since he's not kedin, he doesn't have a din melech. Rather, the din is neged amalchus. So So since we're talking about this, the position of king, the institution of kingship, so you have to be noegi, you're chayv to be noegi covered in the king, even if he's not a melech gamur. So when you're in the world of mora, you're chayv in mora, even if the gavra isn't worthy necessarily of that mora, because he's representing malchus, and befoal you're giving the melech kavod, but you have to give him kavod even if he's not a melech gamur. Why? Because he represents malchus, and since he represents malchus, you're giving him kavod out malchus, and that's why they were chayv al pidin to give Agrippa's kavod, even though he wasn't a melech gamur, like we see in Sota Mem Aleph. And the Malbim in Shmuel Aleph, Perek Ches, Pasuk Tes, and there in Perek Yud, Pasuk Chaf Hei, he's omed on what it says in Perek Ches, Ach Kei Deid Bayim, Vigadat Lem Mishpat HaMelech Asher Yamlich Aleichem. You should testify and tell them the laws of the king that will rule over them. This is talking about where the Jews wanted a king, and Shmuel has to tell them the laws of the king. In Perek Yud it says Vaydaber Shmuel Ames Mishpat HaMelucha. The first time it says Mishpat HaMelech, and the second time it says he tells them the Mishpat HaMelucha. So Maishna here that it says Mishpat HaMelech, and in Perek Yud it says Mishpat HaMelucha. And you can look in the Malbim there what his explanation is. But according to what you were saying, it comes out beautifully. Why? Because the Malbim says Pshat that in Perek Ches it's not talking about what is Magia El Malchus Mitzad Adin, like in Rochman Al Suso, etc., not to ride in his horse. That's what it's talking about in Perek Yud. Perek Yud, where you're the Mishpat that's Roy B'Kavod HaMelech U'Moro Kofi Kachok HaTorah, that's what we're talking about in Perek Yud. Perek Ches, we're talking about Hamishpat Sheyikba Melech Lefi Ratzono. The king's allowed to do what he wants. And therefore it says in Perek Ches, Mishpat HaMelech. In Perek Yud, it says Mishpat HaMelucha. Melucha is what kingship requires. Melech is what the personal king requires. So, based on what we said, it's Mamish Kishmak. Because in Perek Yud, we're talking about the Din Mora, according to the Malbim. We're talking about the Din Mora Melech. So this isn't Klape the Melech. This is Klape the Malchus. Again, in Perek Yud, it says Mishpat HaMelucha. So we're talking about the Din Mora, Klape Malchus. And this we're Chayev, even if he's not Melech Mitzad Adin. So therefore, in Perek Yud, we're talking about the obligation of Kavod and Mora to the Melech. It's talking about Mora Malchus, the institution of kingship. That's what you have to fear. And that's Mechuyev Al Pidin Torah. And it doesn't matter whether it's a full-fledged king or not. And therefore it says Melucha, there has to be kingship. But not that Bechefze, he's 100% a king. Ashenken and Perek Ches, we're talking about the rights of the king to be Meshabed the nation. There it's Ischus HaMelech, the personal king. And therefore it's Talui Mishpat HaMelech. Not Mishpat HaMelucha. Mishpat HaMelucha is the institution of kingship, and that's Mechuyev Al Pidin Torah, like the Malbim says that we're talking about. What's Mechuyev Al Pidin? And Al Pidin, you're Mechayev to have Mora Melech, and that means even if he's not a full fledged king, but because the Mora Melech is Mitzad Malchus, that's Perek Yud. Perek Ches, that's what the king himself requires. Therefore it says Mora Melech. That's the schus of the Melech, but it's not Malchus. It's not kingship, so we're basically taking the Malbim a step further. He's Mechalik between Malchus and Malucha, and that's exactly our chiluk between the institution and the Gavra. The Gavra can only require Shibud when he himself is 100% a king. But if he's not 100% a king, there's still more Malchus. And that's required al Pidin Torah, all the laws of Ein Rochman al Suso, etc., like the Malbim says. The Mishnah says those laws of Ein Rochman al Suso, etc., are mitzat more Malchus. So what's the Malchus? The Malchus is the Malucha, the institution of kingship. And therefore it says Mishpat HaMalucha, not Mishpat HaMelech. And now we can be miyashe very nicely the kashav Tosin Sanhedrin daf yotes on the sugin ksubas daf yot zayin. Remember what Tosfos asked? That was the first segment of the shir. That the Gemara in Ksubis is talking about Agrippas HaMelech, and he made way for the Kala. And the Gemara asks, how could he do that? And the Gemara doesn't answer mitzvah shiny. That it was a mitzvah, so he was allowed to be mochel on his covet. Gemara doesn't answer mitzvah shiny. Gemara in Sanhedrin says mitzvah shiny. But the Gemara in Ksubis doesn't. So Frektosis, why doesn't the Gemara in Ksubis also say mitzvah shiny? And we ask, and that would explain why a kala, why he made way for the kala, because it was a mitzvah and therefore he was mochel on his covet. But we asked on Tosis, I don't understand. The rabbis don't hold a mitzvah shiny. Mitzvah shiny is only a teretz according to Rabbi Yehuda and Sanhedrin. That's how Rabbi Yehuda explains that a melech is doing yibum and chalitza, mitzvah shiny. But that's only the Rabbi Yehuda. The Rabbanan don't hold that way. So in Ksubis, when we're not going Lefishitas Rabbi Yehuda, why would the Gemara say mitzvah shiny? So Tosis asks, why doesn't the Gemara answer mitzvah shiny? And we asked on Tosis, because that's only Rabbi Yehuda dik, but the Rabbanan don't hold of that. That's Taka the Kasha the Marashah, as we mentioned. And the answer is that Be'emes Legabe Mora, Tosis writes, in Zvachim Daf Tezayin Amar Aleph, that it's not a pigia, but more a malchus, when you're doing a maisa mitzvah. That's the Tosin Zvachim that we saw. That you're not pogea, but more a malchus, when you're doing a maisa mitzvah. Or befrat, lefima shakosav, the marashan kedushin lamed beiz amed beiz. The Tosin Sarosh, Sanhedrin Yates amed aleph, look also in the makin and kedushin there. That a melech shemochel al kavodo, en kavodo mochel, is because Malchusa da'ara is Kein Malchusa d'shmaya. U'mishmaya hu d'mukmi lev alav d'ileyu. But the reason that a king can't be mochel on his covet is because it's the Malchus of God. And it's not his to be mochel. Ki la'shem ha'malucha. And a melech baser v'dam can't be mochel covet shemaya, ma'in sham. Sources that we mention. It emerges then that Mora Malchus is Mora Shemayim. And when you're doing a mitzvah, when the king is doing a mitzvah, it's not a steer to Mora Shemayim. So that's why, like Tosfos says in Svachim, that Mora Malchus, when he's doing a mitzvah, there's no pagam in Mora Malchus, there's no pagi in Mora Malchus. Because Mora Malchus is Malchus Shemayim. And doing a mitzvah is in a pagi in Malchus Shemayim. Don't fuck here. Nevertheless, we saw that there's a din kavod klapei the melech himself, as the personality of the melech, the individual, not just malchus. The din of kavod is klapei the melech himself, and on that he's also not allowed to be mochel, as we're going to explain later in Yirtzeh Hashem. And because of that, the rabbis hold that also b'makom mitzvah can't be mochel, even though it's not a stira to the din of Mora Malchus, because it's a steerer to the din of Kavod Malchus. Mora Malchus is Alt Malchus Shamayim. Doing a mitzvah is not a steerer to that. But Kavod HaMelech, Alt the individual, if he goes and does a mitzvah that's against his Kavod, he's not allowed to forego his Kavod for a mitzvah, as we're going to explain later, Mitzvah Shem. So the chilik between Mora and Kavod. Kavod is personal, and therefore it applies even when doing a mitzvah. But Mora Malchus is Malchus Shemayim. That doesn't apply when he's doing a mitzvah. But Kavod does, even for a mitzvah. Now, we explained in a previous segment that when the king doesn't do chalitza and doesn't do yibum, we said that's in the category of Kavod HaMelech. We split up the Mishnayos. We saw there are two categories. There's one category of Mora Malchus, not to be Mishtamesh, Bisharvito, etc. And then we saw there's another category of Kavod HaMelechus. Ein Ocholeitz, Miyabem. So in the world of Kavod HaMelechus, the rabbis say he can't be mochel. Rabbi Yehuda argues, and he says, no. When it comes to kavod, the king is allowed to be mochel. The makom mitzvah, he's allowed to be mochel. And his kavod. And that's why the Rabbi Yehuda says that if he wants, he can do chalitza, and he can do yibum. Because it's b'makom mitzvah, and b'makom mitzvah, he's allowed to be mochel. The rabbanan argue and say, no. B'makom mitzvah, he's not allowed to be mochel on his kavod. So the argument between Rabbi Yehuda and the rabbanan is only about being mochel on his kavod b'makom mitzvah. Rabbi Yehuda says can be mochel on his kavod b'makom mitzvah. Mitzvah shiny. And therefore he can do yibum chalitza. And the rabbis held, no, he can't do yibum chalitza. He can't be mochel on his kavod. So their argument is about kavod. Did Agrippus have Kavod Malchus? The answer is no. Because Kavod Malchus is only a full-fledged king. When it comes to Mora Malchus is any king. But when it comes to Kavod Malchus is only if the king Begavra has a full-fledged din king. Because Mora Malchus, again, is the institution of the kingship. So that applies even to somebody who's not a full-fledged king. But Kavod HaMalchus is only if he's a full-fledged king. So in the Gemara in Sanhedrin, where there's an argument whether a king can do chalitza or yibum, so there the rabbis say, listen, he can't be mochel on his kavod, he's a full-fledged king, and therefore he can't do chalitza and yibum. And Rabbi Yehuda argues, and he says, no, he can do chalitza and yibum. A full-fledged king is allowed to be mochel on his kavod. But that whole machlokes is only about a full-fledged king, whether a full-fledged king can be mochel on his kavod. But Agrippus was in a different category. Agrippus, like we said, sota mem aleph, was not mikarev achecha. Agrippus wasn't a full-fledged king. Agrippus had a pgam yichus. So memela, since Agrippus wasn't a full-fledged king, there's no din kavod. The only din there is mora malchus. But there's no kavod HaMelech. There's only mora. Why is there no kavod? Because the gavra is not a full-fledged king. Why is there yes mora? Because he's a partial king, he's representing kingship. Now, when it comes to kavod, there's an argument between Rehud and the Rabbana. When it comes to mora, there's no argument. Everybody agrees that b'makom mitzvah, there's no chisaron of mora. Like Tosis in Zvachim writes, there's no chisaron of mora malchus when he's doing a ma'isa mitzvah. And like we saw the Marisha and others. That mora malchus is mora shemayim. But if he's doing a mitzvah, there's no problemo. If he's doing a mitzvah, then there's no lack of mora shemayim. So now we understand very well Tosfos Kashin and Ksubis. Tosfos Kashin and Ksubis talking about Agrippus. And we're wondering why Agrippus made way for the Kala. What about the Kavod HaMelech? Tosfos says the Gemara should have answered Mitzvah Shaini. And we ask Mitzvah Shaini in Sanhedrin is only a Rebbe Yehuda Dikka. It's only Rabbi Yehuda Dikavort, the Tosin Sanhedrin, asked in the Gemara in Ksubis, why it doesn't say Mitzvah Shaini? And we asked that a Mitzvah Shaini is only Rabbi Yehuda Dikavort. But not the Chachamim, the Rabbanan don't hold that way. The Rabbanan in Sanhedrin don't say Mitzvah Shaini. The answer is that in Sanhedrin we're talking about a full-fledged king. A full-fledged king, Mitzvah Shaini, doesn't work when we're dealing with Kavod. Because he himself, the Kavod is coming to him. And the fact that it's a mitzvah doesn't help. But if the king himself, Begavra, is not a full-fledged king, then Memele, there's no Kavod HaMelech. The only thing that's stopping us is Mora Malchus. But B'makom Mitzvah, there is no Mora Malchus. So we understand the Kash of Tosfos in Sanhedrin. Why didn't the Gemara in Ksubis say, Mitzvah Shaini, and that's why Agrippus made way for the Kala? And that is a Liba de Kulei Alma, this Kasha. It's not only like the Marisha asked according to Rabbi Yehuda, but it's the Kulei Alma. Why? Because according to the Chachamim, only when we're in the world of Kavod, we don't say Mitzvah Shaini. But if he's not a full-fledged king, then there's no Kavod. All there is Mora. All there is Mora. So in B'makom Mitzvah, there is no Mora. There is no lack of Mora Malchus. A mitzvah is not a pagi in Mora Malchus. And since Agrippus wasn't a full-fledged king, and all he has is the Mora, there we should say, Mitzvah Shaini. And there's no chisaron here in Mora Malchus. So again, the kasha of the Tosfos in Sanhedrin was, why does the Gemara in Ksubis say that the reason Agrippus made way for the Kala is because Mitzvah Shaini? Because even though it's a pagiyah and it's covered, but for a mitzvah he's allowed to be pagiyah and it's covered. And that's Tosfos Kasha, why the Gemara didn't answer Mitzvah Shaini. And then on that the Marisha says, because that's only Rabbi Yehuda Vort, but not a Chachamim Vort. And the Teretz the Marisha's Kasha is, no, that's only Rabbi Yehuda Vort when it comes to Kavod HaMalchus. That we only say Mitzvah Shaini by Rabbi Yehuda, not by the Ravana. But when it comes to Mora Malchus, Mora Malchus is a different niggin. Mora Malchus is the Kulei Alma Mitzvah Shaini. Because that's the position, it's not the king's personal covet, it's the position of kingship, it's representing Malchus Shemayim. And there a mitzvah is no pgiyah. So the Gemara should have said Mitzvah Shaini by Agrippus, who wasn't a full-fledged king. And all there is Mora. And mitzvah is not a steward of Mora, so let him do the mitzvah. Mitzvah, according to the Chum, is only a steward of his covet. But here there is no covet, because he's only Agrippus. He's not a Melech Gamor. So, Baruch Hashem, we resolve that difficulty. And we still have a lot to learn. B'siyata d'shmaya, b'ritzos Hashem darkeinu. We should be zocher lilmod l'lam edlishum avalasus. Well, the time is called divrei salma torah subyahava. I'm splitting the shiur up into bite-sized pieces. We would do it all at once. It would be a 4-hour tour de force of lamdus. Most people's minds would be swimming, and they'd actually be drowning. So I hope that the piecemeal shiurim are good for you. They're certainly good for me. We should be zocher always together. Lilmod olam edlishum avalasus. The time is called divrei salma torah subyahava. Shalom, shalom, sweetest. And that's what I was saying.